Developing interview skills, employers' views.
Sandra, what are your main criteria when you interview someone for a job?
Well, we focus on four: job motivation, assertiveness, planning and organizing, and leadership potential.
That's the way you structure an interview, is it?
It is indeed. It gives us a common frame of reference for all our applicants. Those who provide good evidence against most of the criteria during the interview will be invited to go to our assessment centre, where they are evaluated against the full range of the seven criteria I mentioned earlier.
I see. But is there anything an applicant can do before the interview to improve their chances of success?
Well, I would say it's important to take every opportunity to impress the company. If you telephone the company, for example, make it an effective call. If you come in to pick up application forms, look smart. If you talk to staff informally about the work, show some serious interest.
And research the company before the interview.
Exactly. It's always impressive if an applicant is familiar with the main points of our most recent annual report, but it's also important to go into our stores and observe. For example, look at the layout and the product presentation.
Now, we've already discussed the structure of the interview, how it's based around criteria of job motivation, assertiveness, planning and organising, and leadership potential.
Right, right.
So, how can applicants make a good impression during the interview?
Well, they must show confidence and speak with clarity. Our interviews last between 45 minutes and an hour, but some applicants would take 15 of those minutes to warm up. And frankly, that's a waste of time and opportunity.
So applicants really need to make an impact immediately.
Yes, we're looking for trainees who can impress us by being proactive and time efficient. It's okay to ask the panel for clarification and repetition, of course, you know, to give yourself some thinking time. But the panel certainly does not want uninformative and unelaborated responses to its questions.